One of the best-selling authors of all time has died, Mickey Spillane. He was 88. He was born Frank Morrison Spillane in Brooklyn, and he set many of his Mike Hammer detective stories in New York. NPR's Neda Ulaby reports.
Mike Hammer was a real tough guy. A two-fisted, hard-boiled pulp fiction icon.
Mike Hammer. I'm a private investigator. I've got some questions for you.
Readers enthralled by Mike Hammer's macho glamour include writer Max Allen Collins. He's a biographer of Mickey Spillane's and best known for his graphic novel, The Road to Perdition.
There really is only one great character in Mickey Spillane, and that is Mike Hammer. But what a character.
You've really got me steamed.
You can't talk about Dirty Harry, Sipowicz from NYPD Blue, any of these tough detective characters, they all come from Mike Hammer.
Mickey Spillane wrote his first Mike Hammer novel in 3 fevered weeks after returning from World War II. He read from that 1947 book, I, the Jury, on WHYY's Fresh Air. In this passage, Mike Hammer explains his feelings to a cop after the murder of an old war buddy.
I hate hard, Pat. When I latch onto the one behind this, they're going to wish they hadn't started it. Someday, before long, I'm going to have my rod and my mitt and the killer in front of me. I'm going to watch the killer's face. I'm going to plunk one right in his gut when he's dying on the floor. I may kick his teeth out.
Mickey Spillane's pugnacious prose shocked and excited his first readers in the early 1950s, says Max Allen Collins.
Prior to I, the Jury, tough detectives in books, they might flirt with the women, but they didn't sleep with them. Mike Hammer slept with the women. Sam Spade or Philip Marlowe might get tough with a thug. Mike Hammer would shoot him.
Drop the knife! Drop the knife!
In 1955, Mickey Spillane's Kiss Me Deadly was adapted to the screen. It's now considered a classic film noir, but Spillane was disappointed that the movie played down his fiercely felt anti-communism, and he believed Mike Hammer was woefully miscast. In 1963, he played Mike Hammer himself in a movie called The Girl Hunters.
So you're Mike Hammer.
Expect something different.
Blocky and graceless, Mickey Spillane was nonetheless irrepressible as his hero, here relentlessly investigating an alluring yet duplicitous blonde widow.
If I don't talk, will you belt me one?
Hell, I never hit dames. I always kick them.
By then, Mickey Spillane had become a Jehovah's Witness. He evangelized door to door with a watchtower. Spillane's books inspired 2 TV series in the 1950s and the 1980s. One starred Stacy Keach, who said on a DVD extra that Mike Hammer's motivation derived from an almost biblical drive to even the score.
In that respect, he's very much an Old Testament kind of character. He really believes in an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
Spillane went on to star in beer commercials, and he kept writing, including books for children. He also collected Blue Willow china.
One time, Blue Willow was just cheap kitchenware for all the farm ladies all over the country, but there was a classic thing about it. It was all excellently made. It was great chinaware. Cheap, very cheap.
But it lasted. And Spillane said it was antique, like him. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.